Now see, Fayaz, now whenever you are choosing an algorithm, now you are saying like whenever we say logistic, it is used for classification. Decision tree, classification. LSTMs, classification it can do. Deep learning algorithm. Okay. Support vector, classification. Yeah. KNN, classification. But when to use which algorithm, how you will be knowing without the mask?
That's what, see.
Based on the math, right? So now, again, if
based on the math, and also with the this one, like precision and recall.
No. Precision and recall, F1 score, they are meant to see how your algorithm is working. Let's imagine your algorithm, you tried with decision tree. You got 80%.
Can't your voice is breaking? Hello?
Able to hear me, Fayaz?
Yeah, now I can.
Yeah. Now your algorithm accuracy is something around 80%. You looked on to recall, precision, F1 score values. The accuracy is 50% or 60%. How you grow the accuracy with decision tree? Why decision tree is not doing well?
I will change the hyperparameters to.
So how can you, without knowing the math behind the algorithm, how you change the hyperparameters? If the client asks it, what is this number? How you can say?
Okay.
Now, for example, you are working on language translation. So now in the internet, you got sequence to sequence models, and there is attention based models in the internet. So now why not sequence to sequence models? Why doesn't attention based models take more training time, more costing, and more even this accuracy would be very high, but the costing and time going to be pretty high for attention based models. But sequence-to-sequence models are comparatively low than attention-based models. If client asks you why you are planning to go to attention-based models, why not sequence-to-sequence? How you can speak math?
Okay.
So, for example, you are saying linear regression is not doing well, decision tree is doing well. So, again, what is the math? Linear regression math, there are assumptions of linear regression, homoscedasticity, heteroscedasticity, multicollinearity, right? You need to speak about the math. So again, model evaluation is something what you see it, whether your model is doing well or not. If client is non-technical, you need to try some other model evaluations which can convince the client. So whenever in the entire data science job profile, math plays a crucial role. Now the same thing, mobile net, you said you worked on mobile net. Now what is the thing I asked it? If mobile net is not doing well, VGGNet is not doing well, if ResNet is not doing well, you need to construct your own net, your own CNN network. So in order to build any CNN network, it comes with struts, padding, convol layer, max pooling sizes, number of convolution features, and whether it is a point-wise convol or an element-wise convol. Again, sizes of the convol, 3x3, 5x5, 7x7. What is the size of the fully connected? How many nodes you want to use it after fully connected? What is the activations you need to go with? Why not ReLU? Why leaky ReLU? So softmax, softplus, softsign.
What activation functions
right, you are using. Everything is math.
What optimizes?
So I think now you are able like to this sense these questions, right? Now,
The main thing is, so what you told that why didn't you use another model like VGGNet other thing, and why, and in one interviewer had asked me RMS prompt, why didn't you use it?
Again, they will be asking Adam optimizer, why not Adam optimizer?
Adam optimizer, that's what I in the project I have mentioned that I have used Adam optimizer.
Why only Adam? Why not Adam? Now, one thing I say, Fayaz, even if I prepare your resume, I can prepare your resume, you get the calls, no doubt. But if you are going to the interview, you can't crack it. Seriously, you can't. Why in the sense? You need to fix the roots first. That math is very crucial. Why in the sense the basic algorithms like logistic? For example, the same question I asked you, why logistic? Now, why we are using logistic? Logistic is nothing but a transformation of linear regression. So in order to transform a linear signal linear regression output is ranges from minus infinite to plus infinite. To translate that information from 0 to 1, we are using a sigmoid activation or a sigmoid function. So sigmoid is nothing but a logistic function which translates the data between 0 to 1. And whatever the assumptions you got for linear, all the assumptions going to be applicable for logistic. But logistic is not a robust algorithm. Even though it can do classification, it is not a robust algorithm. Why? It is just a transformation of linear. So whenever you are speaking to the interviewer, you need to speak with the math. You can't speak with, I use logistic, it's a classification. No one cares.
Okay.
If you say decision tree, why decision tree? So decision tree is a non-parametric model. Logistic is a parametric model. So what is a non-parametric model? Anything which is not generating the coefficients, we call it as a non-parametric model. What is a parametric model? Anything which generates the coefficients, we call it as a parametric model. So decision tree is a non-parametric, but it may get overfitted. Why? All the trees may not be able to give the pure branches. That's the reason we are trying to go with a bagging technique or a boosting technique. So decision tree going to have a problem of overfitting. So to reduce that overfitting, we may try with maximum depth hyperparameter, maximum features hyperparameter, or the internal decision tree is constructed with the help of entropy or a genie. So by tuning this genie or entropy, even we try to get a better accuracy. So whenever you are explaining something, it must be math.
Okay,
so fix the roots. You need to fix the roots. Without this, getting into data science going to be pretty, pretty difficult for you. Seriously, it's difficult.
Okay.
It takes
okay.
time. So you need to start with linear math, logistic math, decision tree math, random forest math, gradient boosting, how gradient descent is working, what is backpropagation. If you say CNN, there is a backpropagation. In the backprop, what is backpropagation?
Yeah.
Change in loss based on a change in weight is nothing but a backpropagation.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in order to get a change in loss based on a change in weight, you need to use a chain rule. Change in loss based on change in y output. Change in loss based on change in y output based on change in y input. Change in y input based on change in weight. Based on this, you'll be getting change in loss based on change in weight.
Mm-hmm.
Now this derivative need to be placed into an optimizer, which is nothing but w naught minus alpha into dou e by dou w. Then you get a new updated weight value. That's backpropagation. So all this theory going to play a role. I think it's very, very important.
Yeah, yeah. See, whatever you told the points, right? So I remember, but while performing an interview, right, while doing...
But they are much
so
right.
Sometimes I'm confusing. Yeah.
Now, but why I'm saying this is... it's like why you need to speak is very simple logic. You are saying you worked on something. So here, even there is no problem with the interviewers. You are saying you worked on something. When you worked on something, this is the way how we work on something. That's the reason they are asking it.
Okay.
While we are working something, we work it based on math. Even this is only one level. Now, what is the first level? There are three ways of writing algorithm. First way is like you take AutoML, any data. Push it.
Okay.
It do every
AutoML,
task.
Yeah.
AutoML. Second task. Now you are using libraries, right? Sklearn, TensorFlow,
yes,
Keras,
yes.
OpenCV.
Yes, yes.
That is second way. Algorithms are already designed by the libraries and you use that. Third way, there is no algorithm. There is only research papers and the math. You got a problem. You are reading the research paper math. You are reading all the derivatives, everything. And you are hard coding every bit of code. That is the third level. So a company expects these three levels from a data scientist.
Okay.
So first fix all the roots fires. Very, very, very important.
Okay. Can you send an email what are the...
I will be writing in the chat. You can just see what are all the things you need to prepare. Okay, prepare on.
Sometimes this precision and recall, this confusion matrix. Well, this time I will read, I will, sometimes I will mug up, and sometimes the conceptual wise,
it's like practice itself. Why, in the sense, there is no other way. In the companies, in a real time, we need to go and speak or with the clients on precision, recall, all these values. Now, whatever you learned it like a course point of view. But in a real time, you will be having manager. It means in a practical point of view, you spend 8 hours a day as a data scientist. And you're getting the skill. So now 8 hours per day into 6 months. Just imagine the level of skill and the knowledge you're going to get. That's what they're expecting seriously. Nothing much.
Okay.
Okay. You need to give a lot of time. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So prepare it. I'll be sharing the messages in the WhatsApp.
Yeah. And also, see, like, the resume, you told that
I will be changing the resume. No need to worry on resume. But with this, you don't get even succeed in the interview files. That's what I'm saying. So I give you the resume.
I know that one, that
I construct the resume for
sure. Yeah, from my side, I am trying. In the resume, I put so many things. I don't know. See, I have copy.
I will be filtering it. I will be filtering your resume and I make it professional one. But try to get some knowledge on these areas. I'll be placing some points. Try to get the knowledge. Once you're getting the knowledge, I filter your resume and make it more professional. No need to worry on the resume now.
And about the project wise?
I will be giving the projects as well. I filter resume projects. I'll be giving it. But whatever the projects I'm giving to at least explain in the interviews, you need to be very strong in the things which I'm speaking now. So try to be strong with that.
So are you in Vijayawada or in Bangalore?
I'm in Vijayawada now currently. Yeah.
Okay. So actually, I'm going to Bangalore today to give my assets back to the company. So after that, I mean, if you are available, if you are coming to Bangalore, means then so you can do like
we can meet.
Okay.
Okay. I will be back to work from Jan 3rd. Then I will be giving a call to you. Meanwhile, I'll be posting something. You can prepare that in the WhatsApp. I will be back to work from Jan 3rd.
Okay. You are in vacation.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.